Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. I love that Max Headroom type opening. Mm-hmm. Very 80s.
Very, yeah, style.
Very 80s. Phone number 1-800-LOVE. Do people listen to this kind of music at home ever?
Never.
No, they don't.
No.
It's just annoying.
Did they ever? Have they ever?
No, no. I believe there's a certain... I believe there's certain things in society... Could you hit that thing any harder? Are you angry? No, you put your
butt down. I'm so tired.
What's the matter, buddy?
I drove in from UC Riverside, hauled ass in. Hey, they asked me, by the way, it was a very delightful campus and good kids, and they asked me, they go, why does Adam always bag on, on the
junior college?
And if so, what does he think about us? Riverside.
Well, that's a UC.
That's what I said. That's a UC. Come on.
Yeah, it's not their fault they were born into a horrible society in Riverside.
Horrible enclave. Surface of the sun.
It's yeah. The point is they're not going to a two-year college.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a weird revelation today on the pot.
Uh-oh.
I must say.
You saw God?
No, I found, I've been trying to rent a house out for a while. I finally found somebody to rent the house
Great.
Out. Yeah. Chick's 24 years old. She's going to pay the whole year up front. It's thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God.
I immediately got angry because I thought when I was 24, I couldn't afford a moped.
Oh, my God.
You know, I was paying rent all up front. But so the thing about it is there was on my table was kind of like, her resume. Actually, it was a picture of her. I don't know why she sent... I think good-looking people include their picture in just about everything.
Just to put you off the track?
Well, when you're a good-looking person and you, like, apply for a job, you just include your picture. You just always include your picture. It's not gonna... If right. you're a chick and you're 24 and you're attractive, go ahead and include your picture. Yeah, I mean, they're trying out for, you know, the Job Corps, whatever it is. They're donating over at the March of Dimes or... they're looking to be a nanny. Whatever it is, if you're hot, include that picture. Believe me, if a guy's doing the hiring, it will help. So there's her picture. I'm looking at that, and I'm going to get on the pot, so I grab a resume, which I think is her resume, naturally, sitting next to her picture. And I sit on the pot, and I just start reading through it. And it's like, well, it's a junior college.
Oh.
And I had a moment. I was like... Where'd she get all this money? How's she so successful at 20? Junior college. And then I realized, oh, no, wait. This is someone who's trying to get a job at the desk at my wife's spa. Yeah. Then it all snapped into focus. Yeah, no. She is renting a garage in Northridge. That's right. Oh. All right. This doesn't count. That's right. And then it all came into... I thought for a minute, I thought, could I be wrong? Here's a successful product of junior college going to rent my home? No.
Why is she insisting on paying the rent up front?
I don't know.
Does she get a break or something that shows up?
No.
What is that?
I don't, you know, here's
so
what
you
I realized.
Out or?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm sure it'll come back to haunt me.
Yeah.
This has happened more than once. A friend of mine rented his condo. The guy just paid up front. Here's the thing about people. Sometimes people have money, and people have money do things. They buy $14,000 watches. They buy expensive cars. They do eccentric things. They spend too much on this and on that. Well, why not do it for rent?
Yeah, for a nice
And rent. If you have money and it's like you don't want to deal with writing a check or figuring out there's 28 days in a month or 31 days in a month
wow,
and all, you just pay it all.
Though.
You got a year.
Right?
Just get a year. Yeah, you lose a little interest in the bank, but it doesn't add up to be that much. I see the strategy in it. And it doesn't feel like you're just taking a pound of flesh every month. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just pay it off
feels
and forget
so
about it. All right.
I'm just counting. I'm just Drew's figuring out the
Drew's
more.
Trying
the,
to do some math
just
there.
Just figure out the
Brittany?
Yes.
What's happening? Yeah. What kind of interest rate are you giving?
5. Just arbitrary.
Okay.
Well.
Go ahead, Brittany.
That's okay.
You're right.
The reason why I was calling is about a week ago, I went in for my regular pap smear, and I was called back and said there were some abnormalities, And I went in today and was hit with the news that I have the HPV virus.
Mm-hmm.
My gynecologist was kind of like, you have it. Do you have any questions about the procedure we're about to do?
Mm-hmm. That's warts, right, Drew?
Yeah, and she did a colposcoscopy on you?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She did find some abnormalities in the colposcoscopy, mm-hmm. and she's sending it off to, I think, the pathologist, I think that's what she said. But anyhow, yeah. Yeah. She just kind of threw it out there and didn't really explain to me and kind of gave me, like, a pamphlet. And the only thing, you know, when I started asking her questions about it, the only thing that she would tell me was that 1 in 3 people have it. It's very common for females my age. I could have contracted it orally or through vaginal sex, even with a condom.
Yep.
She said that there's different strains of it, and she's not sure what I have. My question is, if she's already seen abnormalities on, you know, maybe possible precancerous cells on my cervix, does that mean I'll get the genital warts too?
It's the same thing. I mean, you don't have to see the warts to have the wart virus. This is the wart virus. And sometimes the warts are present, sometimes they're not. It's hard to predict. The real question is, are you going to get cervical cancer?
Right.
And are you going to have something that you're going to have to deal with for a long, long time? And that time will tell. The more persistent forms of this virus are the ones that are more highly associated with cervical cancer. So the other subtypes tend to go away by themselves.
I'm not seeing any big boob calls on the board.
Yeah, I see that.
Who's phone screening?
But here's
tonight?
Here's somebody that sweats from his head.
Ah,
you can enlighten.
A man after my own heart.
Yeah.
Who's working the board tonight?
I don't know.
That's me. I'm on the board. Brian's answering the phones.
All right. Oh, the board. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Brian. Yeah. The enemy of big jugs, Brian. I beg that kid to give me a big jug call, and he tosses me a bone.
Once a month.
When you're begging. I give it. Once every 5 weeks, I make the decree that we need some big boob calls. They show up. I'll get half a boob call that night, and then 5 weeks will go by again, and I'll make the decree again. Brian, big jug calls.
Brian just did the math. He said in about a week you should get one.
Brian, I'm not kidding anymore. You got to do it, buddy. You got to do it. I don't want to talk about any more vag problems. It's nothing but chicks with vag problems. It's nothing but people that can't orgasm. I don't want to talk to another 21-year-old chick who only has a vaginal orgasm but not a clitoral orgasm. We answer that goddamn question 500 times a night. Give me a nice areola call. Come on, buddy. I don't care what you're interested in, Brian.
You're interested in the counts.
You're goddamn right it is.
You want to refine it, big jug, small chest, you have to really get the dimensions down.
Just give me something good.
Right. At least I don't let him put through the big dick calls he's always trying to put through.
I don't mind those. That's not all he's trying to. All right. VJ?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
You're 22?
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys. You do wonderful work. You don't get enough credit. You guys really helped me through high school, and Drew and Adam, you honestly, you're the reason I chose psychology for my major in college. So.
Thank you.
And Drew also cracked. Wonderful book. I actually just cited it in one of the essays I just wrote. So thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Get on in Boston. But anyway, Adam. First of all, your condom letter idea. I'm sorry, but somebody actually just invented it.
No.
Yeah, really. It was just presented in Geneva in the invention convention. So.
And how does it work?
Basically, it's from a guy in Senegal. He said that everyone there is having trouble using the condom, so he wanted to make it as easy as possible. It's essentially like a ring. Imagine like something you blow a bubble through.
Yeah.
You essentially hook it into that, and it just rolls over you, so.
No, we need something. We need, like, a gun.
Mine's a bench mount variety,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, okay, yeah, or a bed mount.
Mine's not mobile.
Yours, Adam's, you can roll onto, and pow.
Yeah, you dip it.
That's a good idea.
Or you can push it in the wall.
Adam, I don't want to talk. I don't want to get ripped off, but I'm working on a six-shooter variety, too, for the big nights.
Yeah. But you wanted something, a little slot in the wall, just a little opens up.
Snorfus. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, VJ.
Okay, so my problem is basically I'm just graduating from college, and I'm having a lot of problems. I found out my job interviews. It sounds like a silly question, but I mean, like, I get a lot of sweat on my forehead and nose, and especially under my armpits, and I use deodorant, and I just find it really off-puts a lot of the people I'm trying to actually get a job with, so.
Well, interesting you should call. My illustrious partner here had the same problem.
That's why I called.
Yeah, never from the armpits, only from the forehead.
Yeah.
That's the word. The forehead is the key. Yeah.
Forehead's the worst. I never knew anyone with a wetter forehead and drier armpits.
Mm-hmm.
In all the years you knew me, ever see anything under my arms?
You were bone dry everywhere.
So my head
just
sweated.
Head like, was, whatever dripped onto your body from your head.
Right. That's true. Once in a while, something would take the plunge off one of my brows like an Acapulcan cliff diver and hit my armpit. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. And here's the reality. People judge.
Yeah. We're primitive. We're primitive.
We're primitive. All right. Let's put it this way. We keep begging everyone not to judge. No judge. You can't judge. All we do is judge.
We assess.
It's assess. Yeah. It's a human. It doesn't. Sometimes it's positively.
Yeah.
It's not all negative.
Well, the chick sent you the picture.
Not all. Yeah.
That was an assessment process.
Right.
You rented her your house based on her picture.
All right, VJ, we're going to get to your profuse sweating in just a second. This is what cracks me up about those ACLU pussies and all the pussies that don't want any profiling going on at the airport or profiling going on by police or any kind of. All we do as human beings is sort of judge, profile, and assess risk. Mm-hmm. That's all we do. That's maybe we don't need to do as much of it as we used to do, but we can't stop from doing it. I don't know. Maybe there's other things we don't need, but we still have them. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's what you do. When you see somebody who is sweating, you think this person is nervous.
Shifty.
Is shifty. May be dishonest.
Hiding something.
May not be during an interview process. Maybe not answering the questions honestly.
And by the way, even if it's just that you appear nervous, somehow doesn't feel competent, doesn't feel, you know, in sort of control of himself. And,
right.
You know, you wouldn't want your pilot of the aircraft dripping sweat off his forehead.
Right. You wouldn't want the guy coming around telling everyone how many hours to Miami. He's just had a nice big bead going down his nose.
Yeah.
So this can really screw with people. And then in the, you know, it's dates are horrible.
And what people don't realize is that they somehow believe that they aren't able to assess that some people just sweat from there, regardless of why they're sweating.
No, they just judge.
Yeah.
And I don't know that people that have a sweaty forehead are more nervous than people that don't have a sweaty forehead. No. They just have more sweat glands or outlets or whatever
in
the forehead.
But if somebody sweats from their armpits, if they get nervous like during an exam or something, it tends to be kind of the head that goes. And you see the head start to kick in, which is, you know, the nervous sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So anyway, there is a procedure for your armpits. There's one for your forehead, and there's one for your palms too.
Adam had the forehead one.
I had the forehead one.
Was it effective?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Good. How much does that cost usually?
Well, I'm literally a millionaire, so I don't even keep track of things.
Oh, of course.
I think, and as you know, I pay in bundles. you know, one bundle. Is like a couple $1,000s, maybe $10,000 or so.
You heave a bundle?
I throw a bundle at him. And, you know, could have been two bundles, maybe a bundle. Maybe
bundle and a half.
Maybe I didn't know they came apart.
Oh, see, that's rough.
Yeah.
You just throw three bundles.
Well, I would buy like chewing gum or a pack of cigarettes. Here's a bundle. Somebody explain to me, you can take the single pieces of money out. I don't know what they call the single ones, and you could slide them out.
And use that?
And use the single ones. And you want to know what? They give you more money back if you buy something.
Wow.
If you buy something cheap.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I would
just... And you take it back? No, you don't. You're a billionaire.
Well, first I thought it was just a mistake.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I will pay in the bundles, you know, so I think it's $100. And then a whole bunch of them in a bundle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when I found out they came apart, I started using that. And they just started giving me other pieces of
paper.
Paper back with other numbers on it.
And some.
Now, I didn't know it went lower than 100. Okay?
You know.
All of a sudden. Well, let me ask Michelle. Did you know they had a 21? They had a 20 paper?
No, I didn't. I thought they just came in fives and ones. I work here, remember?
Oh, you didn't know they went over.
That's amazing.
She didn't know it went over.
How funny.
She didn't know it went over.
That's weird.
So I didn't know it went under 100. And apart from that, I didn't even know the bundles came apart until recently. Thank God Jimmy pointed that out to me because I was, you know, I bought a thing of mints.
On a bundle.
With the bundle.
What are you going to do?
I didn't know. I didn't know it was okay to pull the paper apart. He taught me a way I could slide them out. I didn't have to break the paper band part.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. So you didn't know they came bigger than the what number did she say?
How do you pay then?
5-1?
If the bundle's been violated, what do you do now? You can't pay in a bundle anymore.
I have to, you know what I do?
What?
I set that bundle aside.
Oh, you get rid of it.
And I use that one as the single bundle until I run out of the papers in that bundle.
That's way too much hassle, Adam.
That's what I said. Yeah. But you know what? Jimmy's smart with money, and he said, you should exhaust the bundle and then start a new bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Exhaust, like you put all the extra paper in one pile, then later you accumulate it and make it into one bundle.
Yeah.
Like I do with my change, I put it in one big jar.
Change?
And then
what
later,
is she talking about?
Uh-huh, I want to hear more about this change. What she calls change.
Those little coins.
You turn into something different. Coins?
Change?
Do you turn into something different?
There's metal money?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's worth more?
It must be worth more because
it's
metal.
Worth more.
It's like
no,
gold.
It's not.
Does that jewel gems in it or anything?
Is that what that? Okay. I was parking the other day and there was one of those things on a stick that had a timer on it and I was trying to wedge a bundle into it and it had a little opening and I was thinking, like, how am I supposed to get my bundles into this? And I balled it up and I was pushing it in and then I saw someone with something that looked like those metal slugs that come out of the four gang boxes on the construction site, and I thought,
the hole
maybe,
in it?
Yeah, maybe that's what goes into the slot. They push it into that slot.
Oh, nice.
There's metal money.
Yes.
You're right. I
yes.
have seen it.
It's those things you used to use when you were little to play video games. Do you remember?
Well, I had an arcade at home. I had a big arcade. It was near my bowling alley. My father insisted. Well, anyway.
You put it by the ice rink.
It's by the ice rink, yeah. VJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what you can do, though. You can see if your insurance company will cover it, but you kind of have to prove to them that you need your forehead for something.
Right.
Okay, and also, interesting.
But it does work. It does work.
And it's a hellacious procedure. Adam, tell him. It was like having a gunshot wound, right?
I got to be honest with you. I had, unfortunately, had this procedure done, and then about 5-6 days later had the hernia, the much-dreaded hernia surgery that Drew built up into a mountain. That was a zero, and
well,
this thing
I
was an eight.
I have a very, very, very hairy ass with you, so.
Oh, same ass or
ooh,
different
maybe
hairy
the hairy ass,
ass
and the forehead
I'm
sweating go
huge
together.
Indian, so, I mean, that's a pretty bad mix right there. So
yeah.
Doesn't that make sense? Maybe a little hairy ass, sweaty forehead?
One would think.
Interesting.
We'll get Ron Jeremy here
also,
in a couple
of weeks.
Also, I
actually have a great website for you guys. I'm not going to give it out over the air, but, I mean, you know how you always talk about how people want to be virgins technically so they engage in oral and anal sex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's this great parody website out there that, I mean, I know, like...
All right. We don't even look at our own website. All right, VJ, get in there, check into this. I think it's called hyperhidrosis
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, hyperhidrosis is the syndrome.
The point is, everybody, all you people with the sweaty palms and the sweaty foreheads and the big pitting out, big pits under the thing, you can talk to people about it. They can do stuff about it now. And just a quick tip for all the guys with the sweaty palms whose hands I shake on almost daily basis, don't shake the hand. Just put your hands by your side. If the person extends their hand, then go ahead and do it. But wait for them to make the move.
Would you carry a handkerchief with you or something? No.
It's just, there's times when you meet people where you don't need to shake hands.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's that weird little window that closes very quickly. You don't realize, you don't do that much handshaking. And once in a while, you get that big mop hand and you're like, we didn't need to shake hands. Why'd you do that?
I translated that into, he just came out of the bathroom, just washed his hands.
No, this is...
I know.
Okay. All right. So, The paper.
It's too confusing. It's too confusing.
I wonder if you could make bundles out of the smaller ones, like Engineer
you
Michelle
could,
made.
But obviously, the bundles would have to be much bigger.
Oh, it would have to be huge bundles. You couldn't get those around. Okay.
And you carry around sacks of those coins? Is that what happens?
I don't know how you would transport something like that. I don't know. I wear spats and tails and a gray top hat. I mean, a huge mustache. I look like the Monopoly man when I travel around. All right, well, that's it. I'm going to now stop paying in bundles and start using that hard money, I call it. What do you call it again?
Change?
Coins.
Oh, so that's two names. Okay. All right. I'm gonna look into that. I'm going to have my people look into that. Kathy?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes.
Did you know there was money that was made out of metal?
I had not a clue, actually.
And worth less than my paper money?
How can that be?
Yeah, not a clue. I just got back from Canada, and I just learned of loonies and toonies.
What's that?
What is that?
A loonie is a dollar, and a toonie is $2.
Okay, I've never heard of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy?
Anyway, can I ask my questions?
Please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I actually have 2.5 questions.
All right. Okay.
The first one is, I am interested in getting a boob job.
Mm.
I'm a little lopsided, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
One's a B and one's a C.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor said that my insurance may cover it if it is really noticeable.
Hmm.
Interesting.
And who makes that call? I'd like to make that call.
I know.
I'd like to contribute a bundle if they don't pay for it.
What insurance company is that, by the way? It sounds rather amazing.
I don't know. My mom has it. I'm still under hers, so I'm 25.
All right.
She works for a strippers. Hospital, so.
Okay.
But anyway, they supposedly cover it if it's a big noticeable difference. Have you guys ever heard of that? Or
yes.
The difference? Very, very common. I've never heard of the insurance paying for it, but it's very,
really?
Very common. Yeah.
Well, it is at a certain point, Drew, it becomes a defect.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that the different position, different size, different direction of the nipple, that kind of stuff, that's very, very common.
Yeah.
And surgeons deal with that a lot, so
right.
No problem.
And good luck. I mean, you're going to have to prove that you have a sort of deformity,
right?
Not a little asymmetry.
I also want to ask if I can get, like, areola reduction. I don't know if that's possible. Mm.
Could I have whatever you take off? Put in a rag and sniff it while I drive.
Oh, what's that?
Hmm?
Can you get them smaller?
I imagine, but you'd have to talk to the surgeon about that.
How are you doing in the areola department?
I think it's too big.
What do you got?
Like, I don't know. I want to say an inch diameter.
An inch?
Diameter.
Yeah.
No, that's not very much.
That's tiny.
Okay, then it's probably much more. I think it's huge, and so does my boyfriend.
Hold on. I love the fact that women have no idea what size anything is. My wife thought we could, when we're getting married, she suggested covering the pool and turning it into a dance floor. I thought we could do it with one sheet of plywood. Are you high? By the way, the marriage is off, Copernicus. Are you kidding
wow,
me?
That's funny.
What is that? What is that? I mean, look, you stare at a ruler. It's 12 inches long. There's 12 of those things on it.
Here's the deal. We evolved for different purposes as human beings, female and male.
Some people just evolved for me to make fun of them.
And distances and shapes and size and stuff, males were the ones that evolved to get that.
I know an inch is I know what size an inch is. And I'm a guy who just found out moments ago there was metal money.
What's
saying?
What's about like that? Must be about there.
You? No, you just you drew that's 3/4 of an inch.
Okay.
All right. We would these lines on this paper I'm drawing on here would be about 3/8.
Okay.
So a healthy sparse ass hair over a quarter. Okay. So that'd be about an inch there.
Like that.
I would like Kathy to measure her areolas now.
Okay.
Kathy?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna need you to measure those babies.
All right, hold on a second.
We gotta take a break. All right.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a cloth measuring tape?
I actually do.
You do? You do some sewing?
Actually, it's a sewing one and just a, I guess it is a sewing one. And I have it right now.
She doesn't do any sewing. That's what that means.
Okay, you don't sew?
I sew once in a while.
Okay, so yes, you can say yes.
Twice a year is once in a while, right?
Yeah, it's once in a while.
All right, it's good. Oh, okay, hang on, Kathy. I want you to measure. And I'm going to measure my penis. Drews, you know how I measure.
From the anus?
No. Center.
Of the anus?
Yes.
3 inches past the tip of the penis?
No.
2 inches?
No, to just beyond.
Just beyond, I see. Well, I was considering that just beyond.
Center of the anus, because there's questions. Where do you begin? How do you know that's an accurate measurement? Again, one more time. You're measuring their penis?
Center of the anus.
Center of the anus. To just beyond the tip.
Just beyond the tip.
Just
okay.
Beyond the tip.
It could be 5 inches.
Could be 3 feet.
Yeah.
Just beyond.
Just beyond.
Okay. Let's take ourselves a little break. We're back with Kathy, who's measuring her areolas as we speak after this. Yeah, everybody. Loveline. Woo. Man, I asked for some big boob calls about 10 minutes ago. Now, look at this. We got a giant boob call.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you'd think I'd be happy, but it just makes me think about all the big boob calls
that you've been missing.
Brian ignores on a constant basis.
Yeah, they only call in when you put a plug out there for him, to be honest.
He never talks about boobs.
Yeah, well, no, he rarely talks about how badly he needs to talk to them.
Yeah,
you
never.
You can't stop
never.
Me from hating Brian, Anderson. You can't. Kathy?
Yes?
All right, did you...
measure?
You have some asymmetry in your boobs, but did you measure your areolas?
2 3/4.
There we go. which is would be big.
Yeah.
Which would be almost 200% bigger than your first estimate.
I know.
All right, 2 3/4.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look grossly bad, but in my opinion, it does.
The opening of your cup there, Drew, is about 3 and just a little bit of change. The ID.
So it's basically about the size of a coffee cup top.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little less.
A little less than that.
Yeah, a little less than that. I'd say it's more. Size of a smaller paper cup.
We ought to have new units of measurement for that called the Corolla.
Yeah, I'd like to get the Areola and get Corolla measurement.
Yeah, Areola Corolla.
Yeah, great prime minister of Egypt.
The bottom of a water bottle.
Bottom of a water bottle. All right, that sounds about right.
Fair enough.
That's a little light, though.
All right, anyway.
All right. So you want to get those reduced. Now, does your boyfriend like them, or does he think they're weird, or what's up?
He doesn't think they're weird. We both agree that they're large, mm-hmm. and if I had bigger boobs, it'd probably, match it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're a C, though.
Well, you got a C, you got a B and a C.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it matches the C side a little better than the B side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like to stare at those areolas, seaside. Gulls. Nice wind offshore.
Pelican again. You own your pelican.
Me and my pelican. Rusty. Gotta get that pelican. All right, so Kathy, I have heard that they have areola reduction.
I think they do.
God knows there's nothing some guy wearing a pinky ring won't do if you pay him a few grand these days. But on the other hand, you do sort of have the risk of making it look like somebody monkeyed with them and scarring and that kind of stuff. It's not that areola, big an issue for most guys.
One of the reasons they use, they cut around the areola to put the implants in sometimes, that the scarring looks very hidden around the areola.
Right.
So.
All right, so Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
We would say, with your asymmetry problem, go ahead and get a professional's advice. Maybe the insurance will pay for it. On the other hand, you're 20, you have nice puffy areolas. Why monkey? You know what I mean?
True.
God doesn't make mistakes.
But then again, she's going under the knife, anesthesia for the symmetry.
Well, no, if she does that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you should do a two-for-one thing.
Okay.
All right. Now, Kathy, you had a half a question?
Yes. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah.
I'm 5'5", 136,
mm-hmm.
and what is the best way to get rid of, excess fat by your butt? Right below your butt.
Lose weight generally. First, just get on a weight reduction diet, low fat, adequate protein, exercise regularly.
Yeah.
It's the usual stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah. I run 1.5 miles every night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, here's the other thing, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
You might do lipo while you're under the knife.
Start working on your career instead of your rear. You know what I'm saying?
Your career.
Yeah. Your career instead of your career. Because here's the thing. Everybody, and I know it's got to be tough, and it's got to be tough to be a woman and all that stuff, and everyone looks so great and all that stuff, but you're not going to change yourself that much.
Not without a knife.
Not without a knife. I was just watching Survivor tonight. It strikes me, we always have this conversation where our society just tells you, just get that Elle Macpherson workout book.
You look like her.
Start with her Claudia Schiffer's power yoga, and you're going to be fine. I also like when those idiot models write diet books, and they mention that for the last 10 years they've been living off of McDonald's and chili fries and desserts every night. Right. Now they're getting it together and they're writing a diet book, so you can look like them. Right. Well, first off, you looked better 5 years ago, Sweet Pea. I got news for you when you're on your burger binge. So you started modeling at 14. You're now 25. You've been eating burgers the last 9 years. What kind of math are we supposed to do here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're going to write a diet book? I was watching Survivor tonight. It struck me. Everyone walks around with their shirt off. Everyone basically walks around in their underpants. And they all eat the same thing.
Nothing.
Which is next to nothing. Whatever rice, whatever fish they can pull out of the ocean. Nobody's working out.
Right.
Everyone's the exact same regimen. Some guys look like they're still built like trees. Other guys are just spindly and right. all elbows and knees, you know.
Right.
The women, some of the women still have a nice, robust ass on them.
Yeah.
Others look emaciated, you know.
Right.
You've all spent 30 days doing the same thing, just eating grubs and baking in the sun.
It's a perfect.
And do the exact same yes. amount of exercise. Yet some of the guys look like Adonises, and some of the other guys just look like they're going to blow away.
Right.
How's that work?
It's a perfect case of study.
Oh, the brother they tossed off about 3 weeks ago looked like he should be posing for a hunk calendar. I mean, just 27-inch waist, just triceps, you know, like grapefruits hanging out of the back of him, big heaving chest. That guy just looked like he'd been working out the entire time, when the reality is he's been living off a ration of rice and doing the same thing everyone else was. Mm-hmm. Looked amazing. Then there's another guy, looks like a chick with no boobs. You know what I mean? Just super spindly, super gangly.
How about the guy?
What's your secret?
The guy that won that 1 year? What's his name? Remember the first one that won, the very first guy?
Yeah.
Just a smaller, Richard Hatch.
Smaller Hatch.
Version of the same guy.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, no, there's women who are going on day number 30 who still got a little gut and ass on them and look the same size they did when they got to the island.
It's the proportions that don't change, really.
Yeah, right.
I mean? The distribution doesn't change.
Your shape, it's like putting a ray gun on a car and just shrinking it down 40%. Right. Everything else looks exactly the same. It's just it becomes a go-kart.
Right.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons you got to maintain a protein intake. It's a little bit different when you're able to do that.
Tell that to the black guy. Looks looks absolute washboard abs and big veins popping out of his biceps and stuff. It's crazy.
Couldn't That'd be
swim.
Nice.
Couldn't swim still, but well, what are you going to do? He couldn't swim. But the point is crazy muscles, like Popeye all of a sudden. All I'm saying is, everybody, if you really want to change, you think you're going to change your body that much?
Not without a knife.
There you go. Chris?
Yeah, hi.
25?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a Germany or Florida for you.
All right.
Okay, a 14-year-old girl was arrested Tuesday for allegedly poisoning her music teacher with lemonade spiked with marker board cleaner. The girl told police she put the cleaner into the teacher's drink because she was angry the teacher wouldn't let her leave class to go to the restroom. Police said the teacher immediately knew something was wrong when she took a sip from the cup she had placed on top of a piano in class. Other students allegedly told police the girl spiked the drink as several students were crowded around the piano. They were good witnesses, but they did not try to stop her, nor did they try to alert the teacher, said the police.
That feels like Florida.
That feels like Florida, yeah.
Feels like Florida. Although the Germans have a rich history of not trying to stop people or doing bad things.
I understand, but they've been trying to get over that for a while.
All right. This feels like Florida to me.
Here we go. Both going Florida.
Absolutely. Florida.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. See, there's no, thank you. Thank you. We picked Germany last night. You know, we don't always pick Florida. Thank you for that weak effort, Chris.
Not weak.
I had three stories, but the other two really sucked. So.
No, that was fine. The part about the other students not
was
trying.
Is that our singing guy? That looked like his voice. Chris.
Hello?
Is your name really Chris?
Yeah.
All right. You're not the guy that sings the theme song.
No, you're talking about Theo?
Theo, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's Theo. Can I say one thing before you put me on hold? It was a request.
Yes.
It's just a shout-out to the Loveline Companion guys on there. That's it.
Yeah, thanks. The Loveline Companion I've visited a couple of times, mainly to see our wonderful cartoon that our friend Mark, what's his nose, puts out?
Michael Narron.
Michael Narron. I'm going to write that down. Michael Narron, yeah. And I've shown that cartoon to a few people and a few folks in the biz, you know, and people are impressed.
Oh, yeah.
He does great narration. If you want to see it.
Narration.
I mean, a great.
Animation.
We do great narration. If you go to the Loveline Companion, you can see what now is all three cartoons posted up there.
You know, you guys may need to repost them to make sure people can get access to them because they're so deep into the.
Mm-hmm.
Posts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
It just looks amazing. Michael Narron. Yeah.
Michael ought to have his own site we can refer people to.
He should.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we, Drew?
Michaela.
By the way, Sunday night, Seth MacFarlane is going to be in here from The Family Guy.
Unacceptable.
Huge. Talk about momentum.
Mm.
groundswell.
Are you going to go to the release party?
I got invited. When is it?
Next week from Sunday.
Week from Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to go, and I'm going to go do a voiceover for them tomorrow. And nice. I always see Seth there, so I'll see him tomorrow, and I'll prime his pump for Sunday. And also, Alex...
What does that mean?
I don't know. Alex Borstein is going to be... But it's gay. Alex Borstein is going to be in here, who's an old friend of mine, and who not only does a lot of the voices on The Family Guy, but is does a lot of writing and lots of contributions to the show. Michaela?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're 25?
Yes, I am.
You have giant boobs?
Enormous.
Enormous.
32G.
32G. Wow.
Yeah.
32.
32.
G. 32, not 36G.
Right.
32G. That is the combination to the lock on my heart.
Your heart?
My underpants.
Oh, I'm glad I've won your heart, Adam.
32G.
Yeah.
That's the secret combination.
Do I win like a windbreaker or something?
You're going to need to wear a windbreaker.
You need it to cover up. Yeah. Oh, my. You get pink eye. Yeah. Yeah. 32G. All right. Let's hear your dimensions. How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
5'5". How much do you weigh?
125.
125. All right. Hold on a second.
Do your radio math.
No. Adam, no. Don't
need to do any
don't
radio
stop
math.
What you're doing, because I know where your hands are going.
I got to take a break. I got to get something out of my car.
Okay.
Drew, can you just start show off? And you reset when we come back.
You'll be in your car.
I got to get something out of my car.
Yeah, but that's just a few steps outside. No big deal. You'll be in by the time.
I think it might be in the back of the car.
I'll make sure I let you in. I'll come out there with you.
Oh, no. I mean, it's cool if you want to, but I just think your time would be better spent over here.
Well, I want to talk to you about something.
Well, you know, we got other breaks. I'll tell you what. Why don't you and Michelle hang here, okay? Michelle, I could use some more water.
Okay.
Drew, show her the way. I'm going to sprint out to the car. I got to grab something. It's going to be hard to find. But I should be back. But if I'm not back when the mics heat up, just lead us in. I'll just be minute.
Okay.
Just be
cool.
Right
That's
behind
cool.
you.
Got it.
Maybe play a little best of or something. Do we have some best of?
Well, we got 4 minutes here, so.
We got four. Yeah. No, yeah, we'll just... Anderson, get ready.
I'll be all right.
Do we have,
I'll
like, Tony Hawk or something on a tape or something that the kids would like?
I'll be all right.
Okay,
I'll
be here?
Yeah.
All right, Michaela.
I'll be talking to Michaela when I get back.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need...
Oh, you'll be done then.
I'll be... I don't... I'm disgusted, you know. I don't need, we got people with problems.
Yeah,
I don't,
right, yeah.
All right. Michaela with the 32 Gs, 5'5". 120, what? 130? 125? 124? All that after this. Yeah.
Wow.
Tell you what, got to get it on.
The way you ran out of here, I thought we'd have a problem, but you seemed all right.
I exploded in the parking lot. I didn't make
exploded.
It. I didn't make it to the car. I mean, I found my key ring.
Oh.
Under the seat.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm back.
Oh, did you make it?
Let's just go
car?
To the phones.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones.
It's getting weird.
Let's take some calls.
All right.
We're going to pay some bills later. Okay?
Michaela?
Yes.
So you're 25.
Yes. How was your break?
It was, it was solid. But I'll tell you what, no more breaks.
No more breaks.
No more. I'm disgusted. I don't need any more.
You'll never do that again.
Exactly. Not
never have a break again.
Go to the car now. I mean, to get stuff that I needed, you know?
You'll never go to the car again.
No.
And you found it, right? The thing that you needed.
What?
You found the thing that you needed?
What was that? Oh, yeah.
Good. I'm
it was under the seat. Yeah. All right, so, Michaela, you're 5'5", you're 124.
Yes.
And you're a G cup.
Yes, I am.
32G.
Uh-huh.
Do you have implants?
No. They just grew that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, boy, I mean, do you have to make custom-made bras?
I have to order them from Europe.
From Europe?
I can't find them in America anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Is he into this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When these women have boyfriends, there's like the guys that are into it and then the guys who pretend they're not into it so they don't think that's why they're with them.
Oh, no, he's into it.
Okay. Does he do jug worship?
what is that?
I'll show you.
I
do the survivor dance. Yeah.
No, he doesn't do that.
But. Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I don't do anything.
Sure. Why would you? Would you? Well, what?
How do you support yourself?
Yeah, there you go. Well, with that European bra.
He works. Mm-hmm.
He
so
works.
You're a kept woman.
You're kept.
I'm a kept woman. Yeah.
What do you look like in a bikini? Is it just outrageous? I mean, is every head on the beach turn?
Well, I don't go to the beach anymore because you know it gets annoying.
Right.
Right.
And what was high school like for you?
High school, I covered up because, you know, because you kind of have to, because I've had them. I think they were like double D's by the time I was 14, so.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Odd, because all of my sisters and my mom are no bigger than B's.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it all in the family, I guess.
Wow. Sisters hate her.
Yeah. So now what? So you don't work.
Right.
How big is your areola?
Oh, actually, when I heard you with the other caller, I measured, and they're about just a little over two inches.
Little over two?
Yeah.
Wow. With
but it
works,
yeah.
With a G-size cup.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all right. No, I mean, it's fine, but they probably look a little small on you.
No, actually, it works, because two is pretty big for you know, most sizes of
breasts. Yeah, but on a G, two ain't like...
Is what, this?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what it's like. It's like saying 17-inch or 18-inch rims are pretty good-sized rims on most cars, but not if you got a Hummer.
Right.
Now they're a little bit small on something that big.
Right.
Or a 747.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, two is a nice areola. Don't get me wrong. And I don't want a bunch of letters from the areola people either.
Wait, who are the areola people?
I don't know, but I got to get involved with them.
Letter writers.
Certainly going to need guest lectures.
We're talking about like, yay.
2-inch.
Yeah.
A little smaller than that.
Yeah. Hey, Adam. All right. 2-inch, yeah.
Like has just called. He's starting to sue you for stealing his show.
Oh, Anderson.
He called. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, Michaela.
Yes, sir.
You just want to talk about your big jugs?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk to you because I'm thinking of getting a reduction.
Mm-hmm.
But how small? I don't want to go really small, but I want your expert opinion on what a good size would be.
Well, for you,
you unlocked his heart with 32G.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't want to, you know, lock your heart back up or anything. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, are you having physical problems, back pain, neck pain?
I have lots of back and neck problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeesh.
You know, 10 years with huge boobs, you're in a little bit of trouble.
Man, how do you think I feel with my sack?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with this show? All right, look, let's focus, Drew. Here's the thing.
So where should she go if she were going to have reduced? How low?
Well, you go talk to a plastic surgeon and they'll figure it out.
Yeah, but she wants master opinion.
Here's my opinion. Truthfully, you got to go C+, otherwise it's probably not worth it. It's probably not worth
going
down.
What about going to double D? It would...
Well, you're going down a size, but you're still a small-framed person.
F, G, two sizes.
I don't even know if there's an F.
Oh.
But the point is, yeah, okay, whatever you do, you're a small-framed person that still has abnormally large breasts.
Well, she wants that, though. She wants to still be big, just not so big that it's...
Well, I don't know if she said that.
Well, ask her. She wanted your opinion, so imagining she wants you to ring in.
Michaela.
Yes.
My feeling is if you're going to go down, if you're going to go under the knife, you don't want to do it twice. Live with your big boobs, photograph them, document them, and then step down to a big C.
A big C? That seems pretty small.
All right. Then go with a D. I'm just saying the surgeon is going to be able to tell you what he can do and what he can't do. And these guys usually get you down between a C and a D.
Yeah, it's sort of, C is sort of most women's ideal range.
Right. Let's talk to Abby, 23.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling because I had a question. I read on the internet that Laura Flynn Boyle bleaches her anus?
True.
Is that even a real procedure?
They call it chlorholing. It's like they take the Clorox bleach, they insert a funnel. Hey, Abby,
uh-huh.
We're going to tell you if that's true in a second. Could you do the alphabet in a sing-songy kind of way, like A, B, C, D?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Is that enough?
She concentrated on lowering it a little bit.
She did, yeah. She actually sung it a little bit.
Yeah.
Anal bleaching. Hold on a second, Abby. I like Abby. Abby's a good name for a girl. Isn't that a cool name? Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with an Abby.
Yeah.
Someone has sent you up with an Abby?
Mm-hmm.
You'd do it. You'd go for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Hmm? Huh? Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying. No chick, Drew.
Yeah,
all right. We're going to get back with Abby. We're going to talk about anal bleaching because Drew was telling me how this is sweeping the nation. I know he has thoughts on it. Well, you'll get to hear those thoughts after this. Loveline, fastest growing outlaw radio in North America.
Watch out, he will drop jobs. 7:31, 7 o'clock.
We got traffic and weather coming up at the top of the
lane
hour.
Closures.
Look out for lane closure, brake lights, a mattress and lanes, and 405 and 101. 57 degrees coming into Norco. Southern Van Nuys checking in 71. It's your all rock station coming here. We got September coming up. Somebody came up with a good rock band month thing. I'm gonna work this thing out. I'm gonna figure it out. It'll return at some point. Abby?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 23.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, what do you know about anal bleaching?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
What is it?
It's apparently you know, like skin lightening that you can do on other areas of your body, you can have it done on the skin around your anus.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have that brown eye. You don't have that brown rose.
Yes, and Laura Flynn Boyle is apparently the ringleader of this.
Yeah.
She's going public about it?
I don't think so. I think that other people are saying it. And I don't think she does it.
I don't think she does it herself. She does endorse that kit I've seen advertised many times.
The anal wink?
Yeah, anal wink, they call it. And then ping, thing goes, and the little star comes off it. Yeah.
No, I don't know what this is. I don't know what the purpose is. You can bleach skin.
You can.
It's not a problem. And the anus is sort of a crossover from skin to mucosa, and it makes sense to me. You might be able to do a little bit of something with that if you needed to.
Mm-hmm. What about Michael Jackson? What's going on with him?
He's done the bleaching.
He does.
Yeah, sure.
What is that? How come no one else does that? Does someone else? Does Little Richard do that?
I don't know.
Who
mostly
else does that?
It's done to.
What about that vitiligo thing he's supposed
to have? Yeah, that vitiligo, people will try to match up their skin to the vitiligenous skin.
Because they'll be spotty.
Yeah.
They try to lighten the
dark part.
But you don't look like him when you have
that. Well, the reality is that, if my understanding is, when I was in training, they always darkened the light part.
Oh, really?
There was something called Saralin or Saracen or something they could take. They could darken it up.
Hmm.
And so they never went the other way. So that whole thing was always suspect.
Hmm. I was trying to think of my rock band thing. All right. Oh, you know what it is?
What?
You know what it is? Here it is. Rocktober's coming up, September coming up after that. And after commercial break, we got the Boston Marathon.
Nice.
Boston Marathon.
Yes.
You get it?
Nice.
Boston.
Yes.
Playing Don't Look Back.
Absolutely.
Playing all the Boston's Peace of Mind. All the Boston. We're playing like all 22 Boston songs.
Perfect.
We got a Boston Marathon coming up. Boston Marathon.
Nice.
Yeah?
Nice.
Write that down. Go down the hall with that. Take that over to the classic rock station. A Boston Marathon. How come no one's come up with that one?
Somebody.
My friend Tony at the office came up with that. A Boston Marathon.
Somebody must have done that.
I would do the Boston Rock Group Marathon around the Boston Marathon, which just took place a week or so ago.
Absolutely.
All right. Where are we, Drew?
There you go.
Hmm?
Erica.
Erica?
Yes.
You're 23?
32.
No, I'm 32.
Hut. Okay. Yeah, you're 32.
You have dyslexia?
Yes. What's up?
Well, I started doing porn when I was 19, and over the years I've had a lot of trouble trying to find relationships that I can find serious, Mm-hmm. And,
does that surprise you?
Yeah, I guess. I figured by now I could find at least something that I could.
Well, there's two forces at work here. Mm-hmm. One is that guys have difficulty sort of looking the other way when you're having sex with lots of other guys in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And two, whatever it is that makes a woman choose that life path often makes intimacy, causes severe difficulty with intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two forces working against you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Erica?
Yes?
Are you still in the porn business?
Yes, I still am.
How many movies you figure you've made?
Well, I've been in it on and off since I was 19. Since December, I've made probably 15.
Since December?
So I'm in and out of it. I danced. I did internet. Just on every aspect of the adult industry.
Mm-hmm. And are you getting ready to retire?
Maybe in 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
All right.
By the time I'm 40.
Mm-hmm. And who have you worked with? You ever work with the decorator?
No.
How about the hedgehog?
No.
How about the rabbi?
Who's the rabbi?
No.
I'm just testing her. There's nobody who goes by the rabbi.
That's funny.
It'd be a horrible porn name. All right. Do you specialize in anything?
Well, right now, because I'm 32, it's mainly like the MILF, fetish.
Right.
The what? What fetish?
MILF, the mothers you want to F. And then what is there anything on your contract you won't do?
Yeah, I don't do interracial or ATM.
Mm-hmm.
What's ATM?
ASS.
Anal. Anal. Let's see.
Ass-to-mouth.
Oh. Jeez. Yeah.
What ATM is anal?
Ass-to-mouth, she said.
Yeah.
Oh, ass-to-mouth. Okay.
Right.
I thought it was a place you got money or that got bundles.
Yeah, yeah. No, they come out in pieces. I can't go there. I'm going to put full bundles out. So you don't do ass to mouth. How much ass to mouth requests are there?
Well, none for me because I don't do it.
What has happened to this show?
By the way, I love those kinds of answers. I don't do ass to mouth.
Yeah.
Well, how much of that do people make? Well, none because I won't do it.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah, got that now.
Guys, see, you won't do it, and you won't do it. People are so goddamn stupid. You can't even really. Here's what it is: you can't ask a question without them being turned back to them.
Right. They can't quite get what you're going for, so they only know their.
You can't get what you're going for because you haven't included them in the question.
Right.
Erica.
Yes.
I've not seen a lot of ass-to-mouth porn.
Well, I don't really watch porn, so, I mean, there's a pretty big... mm-hmm. Well, there's only certain girls that do it, I guess, but...
Okay, and you don't do interracial?
No.
Why? You uptight?
No, it just isn't something that I enjoy, so I'm not going to do something that I don't...
There is no racial bigotry here!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nah, not.
Is she white?
What? Yeah.
Yes,
what color?
I am white.
You're white. You're not into the brothers?
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're much bigger than the white men too.
Yeah.
So that hurts her.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about anal?
There's a wives' tale out there that black males have larger penises.
Right.
Do you do anal?
Yeah. It depends on who the male talent is, but yeah, it's negotiable. I don't have a problem with that.
What kind of bump would you need?
Well, there's an industry standard, so...
What is that?
Is there combat pay?
Well, yeah, hazardous pay? Duty pay, yeah. Duty, you get it? Hazard getting duty on your penis. Yeah, you should get hazardous duty pay, and he should get penis duty pay. Yeah, Michelle, punchy tonight. Get that duty on your penis. Eric...
Yes.
Yeah, what's the bump?
Hazardous dookie pay.
Hazardous dookie pay.
I'm not sure. Well, I think it's only a couple $100, actually.
Oh, you see? I'm going to need at least $375.
Well, Erica,
it starts at $800, so it would be over that.
So, Erica, do you have trouble with relationships because of early experiences?
All right.
I'm sure that has something to do with it, but
right now
it's been because most of the men are really turned off with, you know, my job.
Mm-hmm.
So you never get into it enough to sabotage it yourself.
How about dating someone in the industry?
Yeah, I've tried that too, but I'm not really attracted to many of the guys that are in the industry.
Oh, really? You don't like that weird tanned shaved sack look they all seem to present?
How weird our society has become. This is people that live in this world where they screw amongst themselves and the rest of the world watches them.
But they're not into each
other.
They
don't like each other.
They're actually effing people.
And they can't have relations with somebody else, another human. I mean, just think if you were a Martian and you come down and watch this.
I feel like a Martian.
You'd go, oh my God, there's these humanoid creatures that engage in this activity.
You wanna get a fresh perspective on the whole thing?
Take mushrooms.
We'll take some mushrooms. You'll freak out. Erica.
Yes.
How about you get out of the business and just
try to have a normal life.
Try to have a normal life and have a normal relationship. How about that?
Yeah, I could try that. I'm going to school to get a degree right now, so I can have a career after this. But
what's your degree?
It's a criminal justice degree.
Mm.
Interesting.
You going to junior college?
Yeah.
Shocking.
OCC?
Shocking.
OCC? Golden West.
Yeah. No. It's Saddleback.
Saddleback.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down with OPP myself. Yeah, see, Drew doesn't laugh, but Michelle laughs at that one. All right, Erica, look, listen, baby doll, you're 32. Don't run yourself into the ground over the next 8 years doing the ATM stuff. You just, why don't you get out, get yourself a gig, get your dignity together, and get in a relationship.
Yeah, I think that's a goal and a plan.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right.
I think that scares you more than anything, frankly, Erica. That's why you don't do it.
Yeah.
That's going to be more scary than being alone.
Yeah, or the ATM.
More scary than the ATM, yeah.
And they got the DPs, double penetrations.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They got the ATMs.
Good times. I still don't quite understand the ATM thing.
Anal to mouth. It's basically rim jobs.
Your grandmother's specialty.
Well, my
grandma, I mean, she was interested.
How dare you? The woman's in a wheelchair.
I didn't mean she did that. I mean, she...
How dare you?
Specialized in bringing that up for the family.
How dare you? She wanted to know, she asked me if I knew what a rim job was.
At the dinner table.
But you got to realize, you got to put that in perspective. That was 10 years ago. She was 83.
And it was Thanksgiving. To be fair,
it was a different. She was a different person. She was 83.
It
was a different time. It was 95. Maybe it was 97. All right, Christopher.
Yes.
You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have a very strange Germany or Florida for you.
Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
Right on.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. A 16-year-old was arrested under a very strange charge after years of suffering physical abuse from his father. On one particular night, he decided to seek a very strange form of revenge. After finding his father drunk and passed out, he decided to tie him up and rape him anally.
Wow. Wow.
This is Germany or
Pulled
Florida.
Pulled an ATM on him.
Hope
the dad got a bump for that.
APM.
Yeah. Hop on pop.
Yeesh.
Wow.
No kidding, huh?
Wow.
All right, Germany or Florida? That's it? No other clues?
We've all thought about it many times, let's be honest, with our own families. True. Expressing these feelings to me on more than one occasion, but I don't think even Drew's ever fall through with it. Wow. Yeah. If you use lube, it's only a misdemeanor.
I'll do Germany.
Yeah.
Just for a little variety.
Yeah. You know, Florida would have just bashed his head in with a lamp.
I was going to say, this is mental illness, so it could have gone on anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a unique Floridian behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of mental illness in Florida.
I'll tell you.
But nobody would have reported this in Florida.
Thanksgiving's going to be so uncomfortable next year when these two have to, you know, break bread at the dinner table.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Wow. All right. I'm going Germany, too.
Yep.
We both feel like Germany.
Christopher?
It is Germany.
It was Germany?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, baby, yeah! Hell yeah!
2 for 2.
Well, the thing I like about this is we had a Germany last night, a Florida earlier tonight, and a Germany again.
And this Germany with little or no clues.
Yeah. Nobody strokes themselves better than us, Drew. I got to tell you that.
I know.
Man, are we good. Yeah. And we're great at stroking each other, too. Mm. Got to give ourselves credit for that as well. But we do, for sometimes we'll get in these little Florida slumps because yes. Everything feels like Florida.
Right, right.
People have been feeding us some Germanies to try to trick us. But that's the thing that's really interesting about human beings, which is why some of these things smell like Germany and why others smell like Florida. They're both just horrible atrocities for the most part. They're both basically different forms of violence and abuse. Yet they have they give us a very strong feeling, either Florida or Germany.
Right.
And let's say over the last year we're 90%. Would you say that?
Miss
1.5 every 10. I'd say.
Yeah.
Grace.
Mm-hmm.
You're 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What is up?
Well, I'm almost 13.
Oh, all right. That's different. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm like 5'4". We're like 100 pounds, and I'm a D.
Thank God I went out to the car already, Drew.
What are you talking about?
I mean, to find my key ring. Yeah.
Unacceptable.
12 years old.
It's going to be tough.
Who? Are boys starting to pay attention to you?
Well, yeah.
Older boys, though.
People... like think I'm like 15 and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you now? How do you do? Do you have girlfriends?
I mean, girlfriends like.
Yeah, friends.
Female friends.
Just friends.
Oh yeah. Well, no.
Why not?
A lot of them hate me.
Why?
A lot of girls at school.
Why?
They shun.
I don't know. A lot of them call me slut and stuff like that.
Just because you have large breasts.
Yeah, I think so.
How crazy is that? Think about that. Again, I'm a Martian appearing. I drop into junior high school and find. Women, female...
You don't have to be a Martian. Just take those mushrooms.
Female Homo sapiens shunning this one who develops certain physical characteristics before the others.
I have to say, though, going to what I feel is a very average junior high and high school filled with... well, maybe a little below average, but just close to the worst the San Fernando Valley had to offer. I mean, people, no qualms about being horrible to each other. At all.
We lose Grace?
She hung up. I'll put her on hold. Yeah. There were hot chicks who went to junior high and high school. They had tons of friends. They were popular. The other girls may have sort of talked about them behind their back. But ultimately, people are attracted to attractive people, male and female.
Do you think, Grace, something's going on with her? Something else?
I don't think there's a 13-year-old girl alive who's in junior high who doesn't feel like other people talk behind their back and call them this and call them that.
See if we can talk to her. Grace, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
What? So you have no friends?
No. I have friends. Like, I have a couple friends. Like, a lot of girls will try and talk to me, and then they'll talk to their friends and be like, "Oh yeah, her boobs are fake," and like, they'll just be friends with me, and then we'll say bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I do have friends. I have a lot of guy friends.
Yeah. Shocking. All right. So, welcome to the world. Are you okay? Do you want to get a reduction?
No, I just wanted to know, like how big I'll be when I'm, like, 19.
We can't predict.
Like, hard to tell. Most women who have large breasts say they got started early.
Yes.
Also, some of them stop and some of them keep going. Right. I guess you could take a look at your mom, your grandmom, and that kind of stuff and sort of figure out where you're at.
For whom everyone was a B and she ended up being a G.
Yeah, I bet if you would have taken a look at mom or dad's grandmom, you would have seen some juggage on those old boots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still good.
Nice. Okay. Hey. You got to go to the car again?
Hmm?
I think I'll get about 20 minutes. Grace?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice name, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. We can't predict how you're going to turn out. We're getting a weird echo thing, so I'm going to put her on hold. We have to tell this to people all the time, young people. There's not a 13-year-old that wouldn't change something about them as they look at themselves in the mirror.
This whole thing is a lot to contend with for young women. Mm. The boys, older boys, are clawing themselves to get out of it. The young girls think there's something wrong with them and shun her.
No.
It's a sad thing to deal with.
I think you're making more out of it.
Yeah, we hear an awful lot of that, though.
Well, but if you talk to any 13 or 14 year old girl and you start asking her about school, she's going to tell you why guys do this and why girls do that.
If you remember our G caller from earlier, 32G, said she wore baggy clothes all the way through high school and no one really noticed.
Right.
So you can cover it up a little bit too. If it's a problem.
Yeah, you can slide under the radar a little bit. Drew went to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophilia. Which you can see on the cartoon. So he has no grounding in reality at all. I went to North Hollywood High. There were some girls with some good racks. The guys, knew who they were. They were as popular, as friendly, and as whatever as many friends as they had is exactly what their personality would have suggested. There was none of them who were super friendly and smart and outgoing and were shunned by the female populace. Okay. They weren't being grabbed at by the boys. And again, I went to school with 3,500 animals.
Yeah,
they got along with everyone else, just like the tall kid and the short fat kid, for the most part.
Okay,
you bring what you bring and you bring out in other people. What you see once in a while, you get a troublemaker, but don't count on that.
Fair
just
enough.
Sort of make your own way.
Sure.
Okay? Make friends. All right. Where were we, Drew?
Going to break, mate.
Oh, okay. Going to take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Nancy, the pathological liar. She can't stop. She has a baby voice. I just want to hear what her voice sounds like. Nancy?
Hey.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
All right, that's enough. We'll take a break. I miss the... we haven't talked to any people who can't stop lying for a while.
Not in a while, yeah.
All right, so we'll talk to Nancy after this. Yeah, it's a little fun. A little gas.
Oh.
Yeah. Drew, did you just water? What was that? Did you fire back?
Of course.
Shields.
You're lucky I have allergies because I can't smell.
Oh, yeah. This is something to behold.
You're going
to
feel, Drew. Does you feel like getting warmer in here?
Nothing like that.
I'm putting the shields up.
Oh, my God.
That little Gasco, Drew, slammed me back. I jabbed him. He came with a big overhand right. Big haymaker.
That was no jab.
All right. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Seth MacFarlane in here on Sunday, I do believe, the great Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy. I'm going to see him tomorrow because I'm going to do a little voiceover work over at his place. And then I think Alex Borstein, who does the voice of the mom, and Trisha Takanawa, the Asian reporter, and many other voices on the show, is going to come in here either with Seth or the following night. She's an old dear friend of mine. And all that good stuff. So that's coming up at the beginning of next week. And let me just say this. Oh, also, Shannon Mochler and Travis Barker from Meet the Barkers' new MTV show, which I have seen and do enjoy. By the way, you just take interesting-looking people, follow them around with a camera, who have sort of interesting lives, and I'll watch it. You can't go wrong. Engineers Michelle just lit a match in here because there was two farts let within about 2.5 seconds in here. I fired one at Drew. Drew shot one back. It was really, could have been my same fart. It was just like throwing a handball against a brick wall. Yeah. Just threw it, pow, just shot right back at me. Point is she lit a match, and she did what a lot of people don't do, which she lit it and immediately put it out. That's what kills the smell. Light the match as fast as it lights, you put it out. Don't do that business where you light it and you hold it up like you're at a REO Speedwagon concert.
I have experience. I have three brothers.
Oh, you do? Do a lot of farting. All right, maybe that's what burned out your nasal passages. Nancy?
Hi.
Hey.
How
so,
are you guys?
Good. You claim to be a pathological liar?
I am. I'm actually looking more for Drew's input on how to treat factitious disorder.
Liar!
Factitious disorder?
What is factitious disorder? What is that? Do you know what that is? Drew never heard of that.
Factitious what?
Well, not like Munchausen, not faking illness, but not seeking medical treatment for it, just lying about it.
Huh.
Hmm.
So it's a bird called briquettes in that syndrome, basically.
And then we'll hear about it. Okay.
Yeah, briquettes or briquettes.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Kingsford came up, diagnosed that many years ago.
Indeed.
Hey, Nancy?
Yeah.
What's the last thing you lied about?
Well, let's see. I told all of my coworkers that I needed a kidney transplant and pretended for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like that.
Nice.
Right. What else?
When I was in kindergarten, I told all of my classmates that I was pregnant and I was having a baby and I had to go home.
Mm-hmm. When you were in what?
I was in kindergarten at that time.
Well, I would be
what, you
less...
told everyone you were pregnant?
They believed her.
With yourself.
They called my parents. But,
oh, okay.
This is usually part of a larger personality problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I just started seeing a therapist. And
good.
There isn't very much documentation on how to treat patients such as myself because most people don't admit to it.
Well, now, how does it get you into trouble? What are the consequences of it?
Well, I feel guilty. I don't enjoy doing it. I hurt the people who I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently... confess to everybody, so of course that leads to more accountability. And
right, it's like any other compulsion, you have to admit to it, agree to powerlessness. It's almost a 12-step approach.
Do they have 12-step groups for compulsive liars?
They probably do. They have things like that. But I would be still more concerned that there's that this is just one symptom of a larger syndrome.
Okay, like borderline
more borderline stuff.
Have you been
diagnosed as borderline in the past?
Not at all. And I've seen a few therapists in the last couple of months, and they just think that I have a compulsive lying.
Why did you bring up borderline then?
Mm-mm.
Because I am in medical school and I read this stuff. Okay. And I have a boyfriend who's a psychiatrist. So
Did he think that borderline was a possibility?
He does not. And we went through the DSM-4, and I don't meet but three of the criteria of the test.
Well, the thing about the borderline...
That's the book that describes all the illnesses.
Right, psychiatric illnesses. The borderline, borderlines have chaotic relationships, and you're able to have stable relationships, right?
I have very stable relationships because I'm exceptionally manipulative.
Ooh, that's all.
My relationships are stable.
What do you look like?
I'm 5 foot, 130 pounds, and I'm a double D, 34.
Mm. Easier to get away with stuff with that rack.
Are you a trauma survivor?
A lot of big jugs tonight.
No.
No trauma?
No trauma. Sexually abused when I was younger.
Nancy,
Yes.
When I said trauma, what did you think I was talking about?
Earthquake.
No. Interpersonal trauma. Sexual abuse.
Went down Niagara Falls in a barrel.
This is related to your
like
trauma
most
survivor
our callers,
stuff.
True.
Yeah. This is trauma survivor stuff.
Yeah.
Look up the work of maybe Peter Fonagy or Alan Shore.
Yeah.
If you're interested in going
awesome
further with
an
this.
Easy writer. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Dan Siegel, book called Healing Trauma. You look at that one.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Siegel, I want to get a pelican.
I know.
Rusty. Rusty the Pelican. I'm gonna have him. I'm gonna make him a thing with three pier pylons lashed together, all different sizes. The taller one will be in the middle, lashed together with rope. Rusty will stand on the middle one, and I'll throw him anchovies.
Just anchovies.
That's what he wants.
Oh, nice.
That's what he likes. And I'll toss him, but it's like a basket so big you can't miss. You know, and they swallow. They don't chew pelicans.
Just put it in the sack.
You know what I like? Yeah. You know what I like about pelicans, too? I like when they dive bomb. You ever see them out in the bay? They fly around, then they just take their wings and they pull them in, and they just go straight down and mash into the water, grab himself a nice fish, pow, right back up again.
How do they see that is the thing that I find amazing.
I don't know. Then what happens to all the extra seawater when they gobble the fish?
Yeah. And how many times do they miss?
Seems like a fair amount.
You would think.
Yeah. And what are the fish doing swimming up there? What do you need that for? You know what I mean?
By the way, fish are not slow. If they come to the surface, the time it takes them to dive bomb, they're gone.
Yeah. It seems to work. Rusty, I'm going to feed by hand, though. You know? And he'll do that thing with his wings
the
every
seagulls,
once in
I
a
never
while.
See them eating fish. They're always eating, like, garbage.
Yeah. What? How did seagulls survive before we started bringing McDonald's to the beach?
Right.
It must have been around for millions of years. What were they doing?
Fish, I guess, but they never get any fish.
Yeah, they used to be a proud bird. Now they're like rats. Mm. You know, they're pigeons. Scavengers. Yeah, poor pigeons. Roberta?
Yes.
29?
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, I used to, I never used to get cold sores. Mm-hmm. And then my freshman year of college, I started to get bruises all over my body. And,
you got ITP.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Put you on some steroids.
I'm down with OPP myself.
I was on corticosteroids, and I had intravenous gamma.
Oh, so you didn't resolve very quickly. So they take your spleen out.
I had to leave school, and then after the intravenous treatment and weaning off the steroids, my platelet count stayed up. So
for a little while.
What'd she have, Drew?
And then I went back.
Immune thrombocytopenia purpura.
What about?
Which is usually by itself, sometimes part of a lupus syndrome. You ever have lupus?
No.
No, so just ITP.
What's her thing called again?
Immune thrombocytopenia purpura. Mm. ITP.
That's that Lucy skit where she got really drunk.
No.
Vitamin Benjamin.
Yeah. This is a platelet disorder where the immune system attacks the platelets and they start bleeding spontaneously.
So where do they bleed from?
Well, on your skin. You said she was having bruises all over the place.
Oh, so it doesn't come through the skin, but it makes a bruise.
You can bleed your nose and stuff. I mean, it can happen. I mean, if you get really low, you can bleed in your bed.
Uh-huh.
Usually they don't get that low.
Why do you have to have your spleen removed?
It resolves this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need your spleen?
Mm.
You do?
It's a good idea to have a spleen. You don't have to have it, obviously, if it's... Platelets get sequestered there in the spleen.
Wow.
Roberta? The eye is not for immune. It's for, like, idiopathic
thrombocytopenia.
Yeah, where they don't determine the cause. It's not genetic. It's not...
Well, it's immune. It's immune disease. It's not an autoimmune disease, though.
Whatever it is, God's taking his vengeance out on you. Whatever you did wrong.
I was actually one of the first people that had my spleen removed laparoscopically because I asked for it.
Interesting.
Wow.
And so they did it. Little boys, they were jumping up and down like, I can't believe it worked.
they did it without making a big incision.
Correct. I'm kind of vain. I didn't want big scarring. Mm-hmm. I have very little scar tissue.
Yeah, it used to be a big operation.
All right, so now what?
Well, I thought I'd never had cold sores before. And now I get them like maybe two or three times a year. But talking to my mother, she said, well, when you were a little girl, you had them. Mm-hmm. But then like for a long, long period of time, up until I had my spleen removed, I'd never get a cold sore. And now that I don't have a spleen, when I first had the spleen removed, it was like I'd have like two or three cold sores at a time, and then they would go away, and I was, and it kind of regulated to like I get two or three a year now.
Well, the spleen is an immune organ, right? And so it makes sense that you might have some alteration in your immune function.
Now, what does an immune organ do? It helps with the immunity of your body?
Think of it like a giant lymph node. So it's where immune
cells...
it's where stuff is processed, basically. Think of it that way. The white cells go out there and they pick up stuff and they bring it back to the lymph node of the spleen to sort of be processed.
Your spleen has a lymph node?
The spleen is like a giant lymph node. That's the best way I can explain it.
So your body has certain parts that are in charge of keeping infections and things away?
The immune system.
The immune system. Yeah, but I don't know. I never thought of the immune system as having actual components to it. I just thought everything was part of it.
No.
Well, so you got your heart, you got your lungs, you got your liver, and that has nothing to do with the immune system.
It all aids
in the process of it, but it's not the filter. It's not the part that actually...
It's not the actual organ system that's associated with it.
What's part of the immune system?
So it's lymph nodes, spleen, thymus, and then the circulating cells and the bone marrow.
Oh, the bone marrow.
And then the circulating products that these cells create.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of different kinds of lymph cells, granulocytes, monocytes.
Yeah. I took...
Phagocytes.
Phagocytes. Yeah.
Macrophages.
I've been on a few of those when I was drunk, just looking. I know my wife's all freaked out about them. It's just cruising.
Each of these have very elaborate and different functions. And the way the immune system processes it is all sort of done through the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm. Seems, I was warehoused over at Walter Reed Junior High and then later North Hollywood High. I took some horticulture classes. I took some agriculture classes. I took some sewing classes. And I was a ceramics major. Cooking, sewing, yeah. Seemed like it would have been a decent idea to actually get into a little physiology stuff every once in a while.
Nice, yeah.
Once
How
in a while.
How does your body work?
A little bit.
Little, yeah.
A little bit. Couldn't hurt.
It was nice.
little geography would have been nice, too. Mm-hmm. Instead, tons and tons and tons of just the same history class, basically, for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. And then sewing and cooking and ceramics.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So I'm not quite sure what Roberta's getting at, though.
I don't know.
What does she want to know?
I'm bored. That's the other thing I got. I got a very short attention span.
Roberta, what's the question?
I'm sorry to bore you. I have big jugs.
Oh, well, okay.
That's right.
He's back. He's back, Roberta.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bore you, Adam.
Well, here's my concern about the
big
source.
Jug night. What are you, a D cup?
I am a D cup. Before I had my baby, I was a 34D. Now I'm a 38D.
Any problems with the pregnancy?
No, I just gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I went from 115 to 185.
Yeah, sores in the mouth, again, could be nothing, could be related to the spleen, could be not. But again, my concern is that could this be part of a other autoimmune type syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
And ITP sometimes associated with other things, and sores in the mouth, sores in the vagina, joint swellings, all that kind of go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not be viral at all. They could be autoimmune.
Mm. I don't know why, but we're talking about sort of the human shape earlier tonight. I feel most women pack some weight on when they have kids. I always feel sorry for the poor women that have to watch pregnant women on TV who aren't actually pregnant and therefore put zero weight on except for that plastic orb they shove underneath their blouse to make the mound.
Some of them are that,
for the
some
pregnancy.
Of them are that way, though.
Now, you always say that, Drew.
My wife.
Which is crapping on my point, by the way. Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's safe to say. On her behalf, though.
It's safe to say that most women put some weight on when they get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Most. Mm-hmm. 90% of women put weight on. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's not a small percentage.
I'm just saying.
Appeal. I know you I bring this out.
I know my wife's listening. I got to bring it up.
She's not listening. Why does this have to do with your wife?
Because she gained 50 pounds and lost 50 pounds on the table.
You see what I got to deal with here? Wow. Talk about an ass whooping. No, first off, I'm not bringing your wife into this.
Right.
Number one. Number two, I'm trying to make a point.
All right. A lot of people gain weight. That's true.
And what's your point with your wife?
Well, you said that it must be awful to look at women that just have the weight gain of the fetus and the fluid. And I'm saying that happens sometimes.
I don't think it's all. Yeah, I. What, it happened with your wife?
Yeah.
She didn't put any more weight on?
She was the exact same weight after delivery. 50 pounds of baby fluid and she gained 50 from the moment she got pregnant and lost 50 on the table.
All right. There's women that don't put any more weight on.
She actually, because the babies suck a lot of the stuff away in some women.
No.
And so,
all right, thanks for cramming on the point. Point is they look different.
Mm-hmm.
Most 90% of women put weight on during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
They put it on in their hips. They put it on in their face.
Yeah.
They put it on everywhere. These poor women have to watch these sitcoms, these TV shows, where these sort of super spindly, already waify, modely types, like the super smoking chick on Lost and stuff, are, and they're pregnant, and all they have is that bulge in their abdomen, and everything else about them is long and lean and waify, and their face doesn't put on an ounce of weight, neither does their ass. And obviously, that's the only way you can do it when the person's not actually pregnant and they're on TV is to put that thing. They can't put weight on in their mug or their anus. Yeah.
They can bleach that, though.
They can bleach the anus. Point is, it's got to be depressing for some chick who's was 115, gets up to 185, and she's looking at the sporty chick from Lost who just has a half a basketball stuffed underneath her sport blouse.
Right.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll come back, speak to Derek, who put on 60 pounds since he started. His girlfriend put on 60
pounds? Since they started dating.
Wow.
No pregnancy.
Right. After this. Yeah, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Family Guy cast is going to be in here next week, as well as the Meet the Barkers cast, Travis and Shanna. We'll hop back to the phones and speak to Derek, who's 21. Derek?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, man, no complaints.
Good, except for your girlfriend that packed on 60 pounds?
Well, yeah. Our relationship started about 4 years ago while we were seniors in high school. And, you know, what was so great about back then is that we used to have crazy, freaky sex all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now, throughout the years, she's gaining about 50, 60 pounds, and now she never wants to have sex because of her self-image.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I say, like, I tell her I love her. You know, I tell her I love her body the way
Derek,
she is.
This is one of the strange features of the female human, is that if she doesn't feel whatever, sexual, attractive, doesn't like how she looks, She can't feel sexual. She can't be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and no matter what the guy tells them, they either don't believe him or they still can't get it going.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, it's easier not to believe you look super sexy when you packed on 60 pounds over the last few years.
But if he were to say, you know, I still am just totally into you. It's all great.
It's not really about you. It's about society and other women.
It's other women.
So, Derek.
Yeah.
How did you put on the 60 pounds over the few years? What you been doing?
Well, before we started going out, she was a major tweaker. And so she was very skinny at the time. And before we started going out, she quit 2 months before we started going out. And she hasn't touched it since, and that's where she's pretty much gained all her weight. Right now she's on a diet. She works out every day for 2 hours and still not coming off.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm no doctor. I am a genius, and I do pay for things in bundles because I'm literally a millionaire.
Does she have an eating disorder?
You are. If you're on a diet and you work out 2 hours a day,
you're losing weight.
The weight's going to come off.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just gonna. I mean, it's not going to take 6 months. You're going to start seeing things after a few weeks if you're working out. In fact, working out 2 hours a day
and dieting.
Is she
a trauma survivor?
No. Actually, no.
Did she have an eating disorder?
No.
All right.
Well, then she needs to stay. She needs to get a medical evaluation, make sure she doesn't have a thyroid problem or something, among other things.
What kind of diet is she on?
That I have no idea. I don't diet myself, so I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
All right. Oh, that's got to be nice for her.
Don't sweat the details.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Maniacal pot smoker. All right, Derek, look, you just support her. Hopefully her diet goes well. And that'll be that.
Yep. That's all you can do.
Yeah. He's spindly like Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce comes in here. He puts 14 sugar packets in with each cup of coffee.
Nice.
You understand, when you're sort of novelty skinny, you just do whatever you want. You just do what tastes good, what's right. Doesn't really matter. People want to know, how do you get so skinny? You give them stupid things like, I walk everywhere. That kind of stuff. No, you're just super skinny. Played basketball with Dr. Spaz last weekend. Almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, you told me that.
He makes me mad.
Why?
Because here's the thing. We go out there to play hoop. He's so spastic that when he guards guys, he's these a-holes and elbows guys. He doesn't let you get the ball inbounded. You know, he's He spazzes on you all the time. Most of the other guys have a sort of court etiquette.
Gentlemanly.
You let the guy bring the ball in. You let him turn toward the hoop. You sort of give him a little cushion. If he's driving, you put your body on.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, if he wants to pull up from 17 feet and try his hand at try the jumper. Yeah. Try your low percentage jumper from outside the arc there. Yeah. Go right ahead. Not Bruce. Bruce is spastic, and he's on everyone, and he's elbowing everyone, and he's flying around and bumping into everyone. And I just tell him, now, he almost collapsed, by the way, after game two. He boldly boasts to everyone on the court that he doesn't work out at all, even though he has less body fat than anybody on the court. He's 10 years older, and everyone, too, has zero body fat. So here's the whole thing. I keep telling him, well, if you wouldn't spaz on everybody, you'd have a little energy left for game three, the rubber
don't
man.
Spaz.
I did tell him don't spaz.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I begged him not to spaz.
And didn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. That's the whole thing about spastic guys.
They don't know they're spazzing.
I think he is aware that he's spastic, but he can't stop himself. He can't see himself.
He can't see it. He's not aware of it.
And I'm like, Bruce, here's the deal. If you would just pace yourself, smooth yourself out, you know, this is a 12-round fight. You're out there flailing in the first round. You're gonna go up like a Piccolo Pete. Just, you know, mellow out, relax, let the guy come to you and win the game, you know? There's a freak on him. You got nothing left.
Were you on the same team?
No, we're on other teams. I was actually giving him advice.
Must have loved that.
It's worse when he's on my team and I start yelling at him.
He's on the other team, let us drive. Let us shoot.
No, but that doesn't, his thing doesn't translate into anything really effective. It's just more annoying than it is anything. And anyway, he's going to collapse by the fourth by the third game.
Nice.
And he's walking around, and he's he actually did hit the ground pretty hard, just tripped over his own feet going after a ball slammed onto the ground.
Right.
Then he was eating Christmas candy, and everyone thought he had a bloody mouth because he was just eating red candy. And everyone thought, well, why would an adult be eating red candy that way? Must have a bloody mouth from falling. Turned out it was nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, but he played the third game, though. Even though he was complaining, he was going to have a heart attack.
Sure.
And by the way, he's the only one out there who could have saved him. He would have had to tell us what to do. All right. I would have hit him with the crash cart.
That's when your all-spaz would have kicked in.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. One ball bigger than the other.
The ball bigger than the other, you just got to say, you got to get that evaluated. That could be a tumor.
All right. Brooke?
Yes?
You had a triple D cup at age 13?
Yes, I did.
Thought I only went to double D. And then you got a boob reduction?
Yeah, about two. I'm 25 now. At about 23, I had a breast reduction.
To what?
I'm about a full C now.
Okay.
And is that what they wanted to do, or is that what you wanted?
Oh, I could have gone smaller. I would have been happy. They could have lopped all of them off. I would have been fine.
Wow. So you went to a big C.
Yeah, so a full C. They're great. I'm super happy with them.
All right,
there we go.
All right, so there you go. When they get the breast reduction, I think they're shoot happy for that. Yeah. We were talking about it earlier in the show. Thanks for the call. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, well, that's the week. That's the show. Seth MacFarlane in here tomorrow, I should say next week. Also, Shanna and Travis from Meet the Barkers. We will take a little break. Before that, though, we must give thanks for thanks are due. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job all week long.
Especially tonight for you.
And doing a great job with the boob calls tonight. Engineer Anderson, the magic fingered one, for doing a fantabulous job in here with Dag, doing all that stuff for Dagaroni. Doing a great job all week. Engineer Chris, engineeress Michelle for doing a stellar job. Junior producer Lauren for really just a shot of adrenaline and steroids she's taken over the last year. Doing a great job. Of course, the ever steady producer Ann for booking great people like Travis and Seth MacFarlane next week. And, of course, Dr. Drew. Who else did I miss here?
You got everybody, didn't you?
Until next time, then. This is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Nobody strokes themselves better than us, Drew. I got to tell you that.
I know.
Man, are we good. Yeah. And we're great at stroking each other, too. Mm. Got to give ourselves credit for that as well.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.